The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back.
Hey, welcome back to the top of the second hour of National Intel Report, live on Republic Broadcasting Network, Liberty Lighthouse on Mojo 50 Radio, Patriot Nation Radio Network, and everywhere else that you find the show. As I promised at the top of this here second hour, we're going to have Mr. Corey Haig, the founder and editor-in-chief of Liberty Uncensored Newspaper. Welcome to the show, Corey.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
So, why start a newspaper? Isn't newspaper, like, dying?
No, actually, it's the opposite right now. I'll tell you what. Big newspaper is dying, just like Fox News is dying, just like CNBC is dying, and shows like yours are going to be the new way that people get information. But in the same fashion, independent newspapers are on the rise, especially ones that are telling the truth about what's going on in this world, the truth that people are missing out on, whether they're on social media or whether they're trying to get their information from any of those mainstream channels. So if you're reading the Times, it's on its way out. You need a new source of information, and that's what we're here to provide. So creating a newspaper is the number one way. If, I mean, any kind of tangible physical object that you are passing to another human being, how do you censor that? That's the number one question. So if we can make a newspaper or any kind of media that we can just pass to someone, and the only way they can censor themselves at that point is if they choose not to take it, well, now we're circumventing all of the algorithms on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, and we don't even have to think about it, because guess what? The information's coming right to your door. It's coming to you from people that are volunteering to bring it to you. So obviously the motive has to be different than monetary gain. And it's coming in a way that no government can interfere with. They can't get in the center of us. So if I want to pass a note to you, I write something on a piece of paper and I pass it over to you. The only way we can censor that is if I don't pass the note or you don't take it. But brilliant. If we do any other method, if we go through any other medium, well, guess what? Somebody's out there and they're trying to censor you right now. It's not even that it can be censored. It's that it's actively happening right now, and it's increasing. So how much control our government has over the internet, how much control over our even corporations have over the control of what kind of content is allowed on their platforms or whatever. I mean, it's just going to get worse from here. And so the idea for making a newspaper actually came from the idea, how do we just get around this? What's the most direct, easy, simple way to just get around all of this? And it's the same concept, just pass something to somebody, private property being passed to another human being. And that's how we got started with the paper anyway. And that's the methodology behind it. We just want to get the information out. And it's like, how do you get that done? Newspaper is the way.
It's just like voting and ballots. Paper is the standby. You need that paper. You need that tangible, nobody can mess with it, there it is thing. You don't have to tell me about censorship. I mean, during the great Q purge on Twitter, you know, was it 2 years ago when they decided to delete everybody who had the, you know, any reference to Q in their profile, I lost half of my followers. And then just, I don't know, a few weeks ago, YouTube decided, nope, we're done with you, and they deleted me entirely. So nope. I completely get that. And you made a great argument as to why to do a newspaper. That was the great answer, because I honestly, when I saw it, I mean, I want it. I subscribed electronically. I thought, like, why would you do a newspaper today when newspaper seems to be dying? But you're right. It's the unstoppable, passable medium.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep. Try to come at us, you know, open invite to the government to come after us, because guess what? Even if you take us down as one independent newspaper, well, personally, I could just go start another newspaper under any other name, right? So right now we're incorporated, right? We are an LLC in their world. but we didn't really have to do that. And I'm probably going to cancel that anyway. We don't have to be a corporation under their terms. So instead of doing that, instead of going under their, you know, it's like when you go into court, you don't walk into their court. You bring the court with you. You bring the law of man with you, common law. So in the same way, don't start a business in the way that they want you to. Just be an agorist. You know, do what you are called to do. You don't have to ask for permission as long as you're not harming another human being. So, you know, come after me. I dare you, because I'll just go start another paper. I'll pass it in whatever way I can, in whatever medium I can, that's going to circumvent your Leviathan methodologies.
Right. So I'm going through here and I'm trying to, like, you know, get it so I can have show the paper on screen, but apparently I didn't, like, download it and appropriately do it right. Because when you go to Liberty Uncensored NP, as in Liberty Uncensored Newspaper, you sign up and you get it emailed and a link, and you don't view it on your website.
You can't. There is an option where you can choose to. It's kind of like a subscriber thing where you can choose to view it only on the website. But if you want to be able to download, we tried to make it as easy as possible, you know, provide as many options as possible. Our paper's free. And we operate by donations, sponsorship, advertising. That's how we're getting by. So, you know, we want the paper to be available in all mediums everywhere for free, or as close to free as we can possibly make it. We're not trying to make a bunch of money off people. We're trying to share information that's going to wake people up to what's going on in the world, and to tell them, hey, there's options out there, and there's people like you and people who want to live free, and this is how we're going to do it, and this is how we're going to collaborate toward a greater world. And and so everything's free. And if you go to the website, you can definitely get it on a PDF, you know, instant download PDF version. But you can also get it's like a subscriber option, and you can go in there and you can choose to see it only on the website as well. And I guess that would be another option there. But the only things we charge for, actually, is if you're not in an area where we're distributing the paper for free, you can order the paper in various quantities.
Right. Yeah. So where are you distributing the paper?
So right now we are distributing in several places in Colorado, in Taos, New Mexico, a little bit in Arizona, a little bit in Oregon. And over the summer, my mission is to make sure that we get two things over this summer. Is my personal mission is to get more advertisers from the freedom community, the liberty community, to come on board and advertise with us to increase the amount of funding that we get to be able to put the paper out to more people. And also it's to find places that want to distribute the paper all over the country. So we've already got a pretty wide area, considering that we only started 7 months ago, but we're going to be increasing drastically. So I'll be going to Porkfest in New Hampshire, and I think I'll make a lot of connections out there with people who will want to distribute in New Hampshire. I'll be going to several places on the East Coast, and then I'll be back in Arizona and then in Oregon again. And some places, I mean, definitely some people are going to receive this better. We want to be able to put this paper in places where we're going to be received very well, but also, and one of the biggest missions of the paper is to bring ourselves to places where people might not have ever seen this kind of content before. They didn't know it existed. They didn't know that they could think and operate in a different way than what they're living in right now. So, you know, there's, in my understanding, there's hundreds of millions, and considering we only have 350 million people maybe in the United States, there is hundreds of millions of people who want to live in a freer, more abundant way that they're living right now. And so we just want to be a doorway for people to access the information that they are craving, which is how to be abundant in your life, how to maintain your health, how to truly stay free, how to truly make, you know, income without harming another human being. It's true anarchist principles. It's true voluntarist principles. And that's what we want to get across to people. Hey, you don't harm somebody else. then you're not doing anything wrong. As long as you're not harming someone, anything you want to do, you can do. So if we can get that across to people as a fundamental principle of the way we should be interacting, not based on religious dogma, political dogma, not based on skin color, not based on sex, not based on any of that stuff. I mean, it's like we should know this by now, but apparently we don't. But, you know, if we can get that across to people, hey, just live a life of nonviolence and also just disregard oppression in whatever way it comes into your life. Just disregard it. Ignore it. It does not exist to you because you're a free human being. That's what we want to get across to people.
That's awesome. And the fundamental principles of constitutionalist and libertarians and anarchists, it's like your rights only end when they impact someone else's rights. That's it. Not when you impact somebody else's feelings. You know, the whole, right. Ha ha ha, you know, facts don't care about your feelings. Oh, it's true. Like, yep. It doesn't, you know, we've gone way soft in this country. And I don't know if I warned you or not, but this is a live call-in radio show. So awesome. How do you feel about taking calls from random listeners that you don't know?
Absolutely, yeah.
Awesome. So questions for Mr. Corey Haig, the man or editor-in-chief of Liberty Uncensored. Phone line open at 512-248-8252. And if you like that toll-free option, 800-313-9443. So what made you do this?
Well, for years now, I've been, you know, in varying capacities and various ways, I've been interacting with the freedom community. That is people who are putting on freedom events, people who are doing amazing projects in this world that increase the amount of liberty that each individual can experience in their personal life. And through interacting with all of these things, I thought, you know what, there's so many problems in the biggest problem really is getting this information to be mainstream accessible. So as long as we're, you know, talking to the same people revolving around the same circles, it's like, yeah, we all know this, but how do we get, like, you know, my personal family who doesn't have any context to relate to this content, like, how do I get them on board? And, you know, that's mainstream. And all the people I don't know that are mainstream, how do I get them on board? And to even investigate a little bit, to look into things that otherwise they might be afraid to look at, or they might just say, oh, that's conspiracy theories, or that's, you know, the other side or the enemy or whatever, you know, all the propaganda that's put in our heads. So the question has been, how do we get this content to be absorbed by as many people as we can possibly get to absorb it? How do we gain the advantage over the agenda of the globalist parasites that are running the world and running our country? So in that process of thinking, I've developed many things. I've gone from developing other kinds of businesses to social clubs to many different projects, helping other people with their projects to many different ways, many, many, many different platforms. So my last birthday, October 13th, I woke up and I had an epiphany and I said, newspaper. It's so easy. It's so cheap. It's so cheap. And if we can fund it by people within the community that have amazing projects and they want to advertise their projects, of course, they want to get it out to as many people as possible. And we put it in this cheap media. We bring it door to door for free. Everybody can just have it for free. And if they want to burn it or, you know, wipe their butts with it, that's their prerogative. But we're going to bring it to them for free. And I think that this is just my opinion, I guess, but I think there's far, far more people, especially in this country, who are in opposition to this new woke leftist extremist kind of mentality. I think there's so many people out there that are just waiting. They're like, how do I get out of this nonsense that's going on? So if we could just bring a paper to them that says, hey, look here, look right over here. We got a solution. Hey, look over here. There's a community right there waiting for you. If we can just provide these doorways to people, I think there's so many people just waiting. And, you know, the problem is really when we get on the internet, it's like all the algorithms and they own the internet. the oppositional forces, the they them forces, they own the internet. And so it's like, how do we get around that? We just go direct. I go right up to people and I pass them the newspaper hand to hand. I give them a smile and I say, hey, you know, let me know what you think. My email's right there.
Love it. Thank you very much. I'm going to tell people about one of my sponsors because, you know, I like to make a buck every now and then, too. So Romika Designs, Father's Day is coming up. What, 4 weeks, 3 weeks? I don't know. Next month. I've got six kids. You'd think I'd know when Father's Day is. Anyway, Father's Day is coming up real soon. RomikaDesigns.com is the place you want to go to support a small business owned by a patriot where you can get custom laser engraved anything you want. He does custom laser cutting, laser engraving, all kinds of cool stuff. And if you've got something in your house that you want to have engraved, you want to send it to him, he'll do that too. That's RomikaDesigns.com, R-O-M-I-K-A, Designs.com. Use the code Lighthouse when you're there, and we'll save you a little bit of money in the process. Awesome products done by my friend Ron at RomikaDesigns.com. All right, Corey, I totally get the handing something out thing. I have personally, you know, used my own money, and I have bought thousands of copies of the Pocket Constitution and handed them out to people all over the place. I'm a constitutional originalist, and my opinion is that if it's not in the Constitution, our federal government shouldn't be doing it. And that's my thing. Like, nobody reads the Constitution anymore. So I love the idea. Brilliant. Put it on paper. Take it to somebody. You can't have these global oligarchs, like, just click, 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 and make it go away.
Right.
Awesome stuff. And now we've got Patrick in Texas on line one. Welcome to the show, Patrick.
Thank you very much. I like what you said there about, you know, if you didn't harm anyone, then, you know, then it's not any kind of law against you. It's, you know, they got 80 million statutes and codes. It's not really in the Constitution. They just, they've done it. And they built all these, you know, like Uniform Commercial Code, and it's all separate, you know. But the, and then you got federal, state, and city ordinances, codes. You know, they will use against you. However, that's called policy, and that's supposed to be for the federal employees for their self-regulation. But they've you know, they've done us a big favor, and they've all made us U.S. citizens. And so anyway, they're not going to let go of us. You know, just like anything else they do, this New World Order does. You know, that once they got their fangs into you, you know, they're just going to bleed us dry, which they've been doing. And the only way to really make a difference is, you know, is you're going to have to basically do as Clea said. We are the fourth branch of government, and we're going to have to take care of ourselves and do our own common law courts like we used to have. We had a pastor that was doing and had a common law court in Texas. He died in 1992, and nobody's been able to, you know, fill his shoes. And they were, you know, they would give him credit. You know, this case has been adjudicated, and they wouldn't touch it. But, you know, that's all long gone. You know, they're just such a monopoly, and there's so much money and corruption. So I don't want to, you know, belabor that too much. I just wanted to, you know, say, you know, we're going to, if anything happens at all, it's going to have to come from us, because they are not, do I see it, they're not going to relinquish their control over us. Now, what do you think about that?
I think absolutely you're correct, 100%. There's no way. I mean, imagine, I mean, even for the average person, right? We're not even talking about for psychopaths, which most of these people in office, most of these people in our government, they're true psychopaths. I mean, you can measure their psychopathy. So even for the average person, though, you get into a position of power, and what's the first thing you do? You start to influence the world around you with your power, with your authority, based on your opinions, based on your thoughts of what's right. Well, somebody who doesn't agree with you over here, right, they might not agree with you. And what are you going to start to do? You're going to start to use your authority to enforce things because you have the best idea in the room, right? But not, that's not really how it is. Each individual is a sovereign being on this planet. Each individual has the common right to live how they choose to live, as long as they're not going to murder, assault, rape, trespass, or steal from another human being. And, you know, definitely these parasites that are in government, these parasites that are in the plutocracy of today, the corporations, the government, they don't give a hoot about any of us. We are the chattel. And so if we want to take back our sovereignty in their eyes, right, to make them accountable, to make them responsive to our sovereignty, if we want to take that back, there's a few methods, right? We can just totally opt out. We can totally say no, build parallel systems, right? And personally, I'm pretty much on that game. I live a totally separate life. I do not pay my taxes. I do not use a driver's license, registration, insurance, or license plate on my car. I do not confer with the government for any permits or registration or anything like that for anything that I personally want to do in this life. And I will say this in any forum, anywhere, I just don't care what the government does. For me, the most important thing is just to ignore it, right? And if we want to build a government based on constitutionalism, if we want to build a government based on the republic that we're supposed to have, it means living that way. And the republic that we're supposed to have today is basically, it's built on the common law. It's based on something far older even than our constitution. Our constitution was just an affirmation of our common law. It was an affirmation of our natural rights. So if we want it back, we got to just act like it's already here. We got to live our lives today in the common law. And if enough of us do this, and we do this with the right kind of, if we do this with the right character, and we live in our values and our principles, then one, we're going to influence the people around us. And two, we're going to influence the government to change, because a government can only exist in an oppressive way when we allow it to.
They have no exceptions. They have no exceptions in the Bill of Rights. Now, this is it, you know. And there's even some that, you know, we do not that non-enumerated shall not be denied or disparaged. You know, they didn't say, okay, well, we're going to go ahead and do some of that stuff with y'all, you know, in conjunction with y'all. No, you know, we did not have anything to do with them, and they've had their way with us, you know, and everything else they've done with us, Social Security and everything else. You know, it's part of their establishment. Okay, thanks for taking my call.
Bye-bye. Hey, thank you very much, Patrick. Corey, you're absolutely right. I mean, the Declaration of Independence clearly states that we're supposed to be the sovereigns, not some ginormous, faceless federal government, especially not some bureaucracy that we didn't elect. These,
right,
you know, 440 federal departments, agencies, and offices filled by appointments that we didn't elect any of those people. And right, they're all writing regulations, which have the effect of law, which that violates Article 1 of the Constitution that clearly says only Congress can pass laws.
Yep.
But we're treating... Yep. We've gotten to the point where we're treating not only regulation, but executive order as law. And executive order being treated as law, well, then we might as well have a king at that point. It's this. Yep. What's the point?
Totally. Well, you know, one of the interesting points about the origins of our Constitution is actually that there was a lot of disagreements around what kind of government we should have, right? And so you had the common references that we have, like the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists, but there was a lot more than that. And actually, this country was built on Whigs, and most people won't be able to understand what Whigs is today, but a Whig is basically the common law man. That the whole movement, I mean, we had 3 million Whigs in this country before it was a country. You know, when it was colonies, we had 3 million Whigs. That was people who said, no, I want to live in common law. I want to have private property. I want to be responsible for myself and my family. That's what started this country. We have a few principles that just that have made us unique in the world. One of them is private property. One of them is a true common law. And one of them is the ability to defend ourselves.
All right. Well, it is break time. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Corey, I hope you can stick around. We got another caller waiting for you, too. 3 minutes, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Peter Serafine, and this is the final segment of tonight's show. National Intel Report. If you're listening live on Republic Broadcasting Network, it's Liberty Lighthouse. If you're listening on any of the other platforms that we have, and I got Corey Haig, the founder of Liberty Uncensored newspaper, with me as a guest tonight, and we've got a call. Jason in Colorado on line three. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Yeah. Hey. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I farm here in eastern Colorado. We raise grain and run cattle, and I spend most of my time in Cuba when I have some time, you know. And I find that even in these communist realms, you know, that was meant to be a communist country and like that, everything's in black and white. So everything's above the board where you can see it. You can do this, you can do that. And then I find actually that it's more free than in America, in the United States, where we have these FISA courts and all this, everything's under the table. I would like to hear what you have to say about that. I would like you to address that, please, if you have some time.
I can't speak to that. I've never been to Cuba. Well, actually, I have been to Cuba, but I was in Gitmo, not as a prisoner, as a sailor. But I didn't really see Cuba. I don't know. I can't speak to that. Corey, any experience in this area?
I have never been to a communist country, but I would say I've been all over the world. And what I have experienced is 99% of the time when I'm outside of the country, I experience more freedom than when I'm in the United States of America. Today, the United States of America is not a republic. It is a plutocracy, and it is the center of it. It is Babylon. It is the modern day tyrannical body, the enforcement center for the entire global regime. So, you know, our military is all over the world, right? I'm ex-military. I'm a veteran. I have combat experience, right? I've done that game, but I do not support the fact that we are all over the world. I think that our military force is part of the global regime's process. So we have like the financial center in the city of London. We have religion and otherwise control in the Vatican
yes.
City.
Yes.
Washington
yes.
D.C. is its own entity. It's legally yes. its own entity. It is the United States, and all the territories owned by the United States are like our courts, military bases, the docks, you know, things like that. That's the United States. The rest of this is supposed to be a republic, right? But it's not,
right,
because
right.
they've encroached their own legal system. That corporate legal body has encroached upon our lives in innumerable ways. So yeah, we are not a free nation anymore. Absolutely not. It's just that a lot of us have the idea that we have a free nation. And so there's this weird intermingling going on where it's like we're not really free, but so many people think we're free. So there's like a philosophical or like perspective that says we're free people while we're being oppressed in ways that other countries where they know that yes. they're being oppressed,
yes.
they actually experience more freedom. So it's a very twisted kind of
yes.
thing there.
Yes.
It's really backwards from what it should be, right? But,
well,
you know, like for example... Yeah.
I find it very interesting. You know, I was in the Army and the Air Force, and I did downed pilot recovery work and rapid response team, and we were the hand of oppression. But me personally, as I go to the other countries and different things like this, I discover that they don't have the governmental infrastructure that we have here, because they don't have unlimited money. And so they're a lot more forgiving or different things like this. They have to manage their things within their budget and different things like this. Whereas here in America, it's just unlimited. And then, where we'd all be the enemy. What a problem. It's a very big problem.
You mean that in other countries, like, personal responsibility is actually a thing?
Well, I lived in the Czech Republic. I lived in Egypt. I lived in Israel. Lived in Greece, you know. I did my military work, and then I did private security work, which really I wasn't proud of a lot of that. But in those regards, it's just all about the coin, right? All about the coin.
Yeah.
So then I come home here. We're farming and running cattle here on the prairie in southeast Colorado like this. And then I reflect back on it, and I realize that in essence, I was on the wrong side of the coin, man. I was on the wrong side of the coin. And then, I'll be honest with you, if you want to get out here in the middle of the road, you don't want to F with me. So... But then I was just the hand of tyranny, right?
Absolutely.
Well, here's my take.
I find it to be very disparaging, or it would even touch me personally in my heart that I did the wrong thing. I find it to be very disheartening.
Here's my take on this situation. I personally think that the U.S. Constitution is, well, about as close to a perfect document that has ever been penned by human hands.
Right.
And it was so perfect that we, the people, the lay people out in the world, the unwashed masses, if you will, we got so happy, so complacent, so free, so thrilled with the way of our the way of we were living that we stopped paying attention to government.
Yep.
And over the last 200 years, government, even though laid by nearly a nearly perfect document, even though established for all of the right reasons, it did what all governments do. It grew and amassed power. And anytime any government takes any new power, it takes liberty from its people.
Yeah.
Sometimes we give it freely. Every now and then we say, well, we're okay with giving up this in order to get this, you know, the liberty for safety thing.
Sure.
Sometimes. Well,
you know, our Constitution is supposed to be common law. The Constitution is built on common law. And so the distinction is between corporate law or legislative law that most people are being, most people recognize today as being the law, but it's not really the law. And common law is that the people, you and me, not the servants, not the people who swear an oath to do a thing for a time, right? While you're in office, you are a servant.
Right.
And actually, it's more like a slave. When we really get down to breaking down like the definitions to it, it's more like a slave. Because if I tell you to do something as the people, right, you have to do it. That's the contraction that we're supposed to have. So
you're right. You're right.
Or the contract that we're supposed to have. So here's a quick story about how fast government can become tyrannical. So all the veterans of the Revolutionary War, right? They had been given war bonds. They basically had the right to turn in bonds after a certain period of time.
It was their matured, pay, right? Because they didn't have no money.
Right. They couldn't be paid right away. So they said, okay, here's some bonds and you can turn in your bonds once they mature and you can get money for, you know, being part of the revolution and putting yourself at risk.
Right. Well,
Alexander Hamilton was one of those Federalists who wanted a big government. In fact, he wanted to have a king. He wanted George Washington to be a king. I'm not 100% against, you know, George Hamilton, or I'm not against Hamilton. I'm not against, you know, anybody. Everybody, there was reasons that we cannot put in a short period of time for which everybody had their opinions that they had, right? So I'm not impugning anybody.
Sure.
But at the same time, I am impugning for this one thing. Alexander Hamilton, right after Congress was formed, he went to all the congressmen and he said, hey, I'm going to tell you a secret. We're going to go around and we're going to pay people who have these war bonds, who are veterans, who might have injured people, who might be, you know, have all sorts of problems in their lives. We're going to tell them, we're going to offer them to buy their bonds and give them a small amount of money now. We're going to tell them, hey, we don't know, you know, who knows when these bonds are going to mature. And they knew, Alexander Hamilton knew when those bonds were going to mature.
And who did he work for? Who did he work for?
He worked for the First Central Bank of the United
States. Alexander Hamilton. He worked for the First Bank of the United States.
He established the First Federal Bank of the United States.
That's right. Well, he was like the black hand of the First Central Bank of the United States, and he became the treasurer of the first treasurer of the United States without any knowledge of the treasury. But anyway, so he goes around and he tells all the senators and the congressmen, and he tells them, "Hey, we're going to go. We're going to do this. I'm going to make you very wealthy men, as long as you pass the things that I want you to pass," right? This is the first time that this happened in our country. This is the first time that it happened. And so they went around and they purchased all the war bonds. A whole bunch of these people who are in the first government, right? They went around, they bought all these veterans' war bonds, and then the war bonds matured. And those veterans, they didn't get anything for it. They got pennies on the dollar. But all those men who went and bought those bonds from them, they made millions of dollars of the time, you know? And so when we look at it, it's like how fast power can consume people, how fast money and greed can consume people. So in my opinion, all governments are false. All governments are bad. The only thing that we should have in this country, you know, people are against the Constitution because it's part of government. And I recognize those people and I appreciate their perspective. In my own perspective, I think that the Constitution was not a perfect document. But as you said, it was the most perfect for what we'd experienced up until that time. And it was meant as a launching pad. It was meant to be built upon and evolved for more freedom for the people over time, not to degrade over time and enslave the people as we are now. So The Constitution was a beautiful document, but it was degraded so fast like that because people are able to steal authority, steal the sovereign authority from the people just by manipulating in subtle ways.
I had good jobs when I was in the military, and then I would just look out for Joe. And then when I got out there, I was in the Army and the Air Force, and then I went and worked for ExxonMobil for 3 years, and I made $3 million, okay?
Nice.
And then, you know, it's just coin, and you can't take that back. And then I was just the hand of tyranny.
Yeah.
Well, Jason, I got to let you go. Thank you very much for your call. I greatly appreciate it, and you've sparked a lot of interesting thoughts and discussions here. I want to go back to Hamilton, because Hamilton, well, he wrote some really good stuff. He wrote a lot about, you know, the evils of government. But then as soon as the Constitution was ratified, Hamilton argued for the federal bank.
Right.
And he used that clause in Article 1 that says, you know, Congress shall, you know, the necessary and proper cause.
Yep.
Hamilton immediately jumped on the vagueness of the necessary and proper cause of the Constitution to basically do whatever he wanted to do. When, when Madison argued that the necessary and proper clause only applied to the preceding, you know, 18 points or whatever it was, what, Article 1, Section 8, however many dots there are, I don't remember. Madison argued that necessary and proper only applied to the enumerated powers of the legislature. Hamilton argued, no, necessary and proper is whatever I want it to mean. And that's basically what our government has turned into, is the whatever they want it to mean.
Yep. And I mean, that follows suit with so many other things. We can relate that to what's going on with 2A rights, right? So the Second Amendment, they've interpreted it to be all these different things. Well, guess what? It is not an interpretable statement. Mm. The statement, actually, if you go back into all the revisions that were made from its original, from the conceptual origin and how it was written in all the different colonies, and then it got, you know, amalgamated over time into what it is, what it became at the end. It was so clear that what was actually being determined was it was saying, hey, you don't just have a right, you have a duty to bear your arms for the protection of yourself, your society, your family against enemies, foreign and domestic. That's the number one thing with that. And it can't be interpreted in any other way. But the ignorant people all over the place now interpret it in whatever way they want, right? In the same fashion that Alexander Hamilton just decided, I'm going to interpret this however I want, not in the meaning that it was written in, not in the meaning of all the intent that was put into it originally, but just however I want it to be now, because I can manipulate people to believe what, that I'm right in whatever interpretation I want to make. And that's right, happening across the board today. And so if we really look at what the Constitution says, I mean, if we go back and we look at all of the conversations that were held between the people who penned the Constitution, and we see what they meant by the statements that they made, then we can understand it. But if we just look at it with today's language, right, which is the language has changed in the last 250 years. So if we look at it in the way that we speak today, we're going to interpret it wrong. And also we're going to interpret it based on all the crap that's going on in the world today. I mean, we are not, in effect, we had a country that wasn't even a real capitalism. It was you're free to do what you want to do. Don't harm other people. That was the principle. Defend yourself, defend your community. But otherwise, you have the right to do whatever the hell you want to do. No government agent can come onto your property and tell you what to do. Well, now we have codes everywhere that we have all these code enforcers stepping onto people's property. But guess what? If you're a code enforcer, you step onto my property, you're in very real danger, right? So, and there's a lot of us out there like that. So the thing is, like, if you stand in your common rights, if you know the law because you've actually gone into it, you've studied it, and everybody's expected to know it, there is no excuse for ignorance of the law, right? But what is the law versus the laws? So all this legislative crap that they put out today, those are the laws. But the law of this land is the common law, and it is older than the Constitution, affirmed by the Constitution. It is written in the in blood, and it is part of our ancestry and part of our heritage. And it cannot be sold. It cannot be privileged away. You have it at birth. And so we don't really have to fight anybody. You just got to live in it right now. And all these people who want to manipulate it and manipulate you and make you believe that you don't have these rights, just ignore them. That's my number one way of getting by. Ignore them. I have 4 jury trials likely coming up in my life because I don't do any of this contracting to be able to move myself around this country in whatever way I choose. And actually, the most recent one was either yesterday or 2 days ago. I can't remember right now. But but I just went to court, and I told the judge. I said, I have no reason to be here. You don't have a claim. There's no injured party. Nothing has happened. So why am I here? And he said, I have authority over you because you came here. It basically gave us the credit that, like, you're giving us credit just by showing up. So in the same way, my advice to you in the same way is don't show up for them. Don't show up in their court. Don't show up in their law. Don't show up when they permit things. Show up in your own common law and bring your team with you, you know? I mean, the more people that get on board with this and stand in their common law rights, their inherent God-given rights, their naturally born rights, this is all going to end in a day. If everybody stood up, if 10 million people stood up today and just said, hell no, we're not going to do this anymore, it would be done. There wouldn't be an opposition to that. 10 million people is a force you cannot surmount. So when people, I think one of the interesting things is people like to say, if you have the right to bear arms, right? Again, that the government has tanks and aircraft carriers and all this stuff. And how would you combat that with your AR, right? Well, guess what? We have 300 and some 50 million or whatever people in this country right now. You're not going to be able to stop 10 million if they say no. How the hell are you going to stop 100 million? How the hell are you going to stop 200 million people when they say no? And that's all it takes. Just a big, hefty, definitive, stand your ground, no, and then it's done. That's all it takes. It doesn't take anything more than that. You don't have to change your life. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to believe in conspiracy theories, if you want to call it that. You don't have to do anything outside of your normal life. All you got to do is say, no, I'm done paying taxes. I'm done going to your court. I'm done following your unjust, unconstitutional, inhumane laws. And I'm just going to do what I believe to be right. And when enough of us do that, it's done. End game.
Love it. I like you.
I like you too.
Anyway, just a reminder, if you want to support me and my efforts, go to liberty-lighthouse.com. You can go to the shop, buy some cool bumper stickers and t-shirts. You can go to the blog, read my new declaration. I wrote a new declaration from we the people to our federal government. Go to liberty-lighthouse.com to find it. It's pretty cool. If you like it, click the little sign here thing, and we'll see how many signatures we can get on it. I greatly appreciate that. And, yeah, lots of fun stuff. Liberty-lighthouse.com.
There are really only 3 ways to change government. The soapbox, the ballot box, and the ammo box. Choose wisely.
Corey, I like a lot of what you've said tonight. You're a little more anarchist than I am, but I'm okay with that. I'm, like I said at the beginning, I'm a constitutional originalist. I think of the 440 federal departments and agencies that we have, about 438 of them are probably unconstitutional.
Probably.
I think that that regulation is not law. I think executive order is not law. And I think that the only thing that we are obligated to follow is law. that has been passed by our Congress, which is really not that much stuff if you in the grand scheme of things. Going to the Second Amendment, like you said, there really isn't anything more clear than shall not be infringed. You know, the right of the people to keep, or the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Yeah. There's that whole, the militia necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people should not be infringed. But the only part of that that is a standalone statement is the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The rest of it needs more. So every gun law out there, well, it's unconstitutional because every gun law is an infringement. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have any gun laws, because let's face it, there are some people that shouldn't have guns. But it's that whole toe in the door thing. You let them say, you know, we all say, okay, right, yeah, maybe crazy people shouldn't have guns. And we allow them to write that law, even though it clearly violates the Second Amendment. We've put the toe in the door and opened it just enough that they can stick their foot in next time and say, well, you shouldn't have automatic weapons, and we shouldn't be mailing them, which was the 1963 Firearms Act that said that you couldn't go to the Sears catalog anymore.
Yep.
And now they're looking at all kinds of crazy stuff. And listeners of this show know that I rarely leave the house without a firearm on my hip, because our world has gotten freaking crazy. I don't even go to church without a firearm in my pocket. I mean, granted, I use a little tiny pocket pistol when I go to church, but most times I've got something on my hip. I just, you see the news stories, you see people that are just gone nuts, shooting all over the place. So, yeah, I want to feel safe. I want to protect me. I want to protect my wife, and I want to protect those around me. So I rarely leave the house without a firearm. But our government really wants to take all of them away from us. It's gotten bad. Corey, we've got less than 5 minutes left. Tell people again about Liberty Uncensored Newspaper, how to find you, how to contact you, how we can help you build your newspaper to be the next great thing in America.
Sure. So real quick comment on the 2A. Okay. Here it is. Read this book, Origins and Development of the Second Amendment. Read that book. If you don't understand what the Second Amendment is telling you, read that book. You will have an understanding of what it is telling you. The second thing is, can you see that?
I have that tattooed on my arm. It's "Do not tread on me, the snake, right. The oiled snake, don't tread on me."
That should be burned into our blood. I mean, "Do not tread on me" is the first flag of this country. That is the first flag. It's before the Betsy Ross flag. There it is. "Do not tread on me." It means "Do not tread on my common rights." So, yes, carry your iron, because it is the only thing in history that has ever stopped tyrants. The only thing, you as the individual, the common man being defensible, the only thing that has ever stopped tyrants. And if you have any other kind of notions out there that your words are going to stop tyrants, or your beliefs or your feelings, you're way, way off. And there's FEMA camps built for you. But bringing it back to the paper, hey, we need tons of support. We need tons of support right now. We've been going for 7 months. 95% of the funding that's gone into the paper has come out of my personal pocket or our another editor of the paper as well. We need people to advertise with the paper who are in the Freedom community. We need people to sponsor the paper. And you can sponsor individual authors, because we have many different writers that come in for the paper. You can sponsor an individual that you like what they have to say. Go and sponsor them. And then just donate to the paper, because we need that financial support. for us to be able to print, if we want to get 50,000 papers, with the goal of our 12th month, we want to be at 50,000 papers a month in distribution. To get there, we need about $6,000 to $8,000 coming in every month, depending on where we're putting the paper and how that develops. This is all very open source. You know, we're not trying to hide anything from you. We want these funds to come in so that we can get the information out there. Everybody's volunteering for this. So please support the paper so that we can put this content out to those who are being missed by the algorithm. That's the most important thing. There's so many people out there that are just waiting. They're like, how do I get to freedom? How do I get more liberty in my life? They might not even have that notion in their head about liberty and freedom and what this means, but they feel it. They have a craving for it because we all do. Support the paper so that we can get this content out to them. And if you do that, then we want to support you in whatever way that we possibly can. And any kind of arrangements that we can make with people, we're definitely willing to do that. So go to libertyuncensored.news or libertyuncensored.np.com or libertyuncensored.np.com. You can also go to our Substack at libertyuncensored.substack.com and get involved. You can become a writer, a distributor, help in any way that you can. Allow us to help you, to help the world, to help us. It's a constant circle. Let's make this world a better place.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Corey. It is time to go. Thank you to our guests for joining us tonight. Thanks to Mike, the producer. Couldn't do the show without you. Thank you to my listeners and callers. You're why we do the show. Until next week, protect your liberties. Once they're gone, there's no getting them back. God bless America.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419. You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.